Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roy Lance. Here's your local evening headlines for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. A GoFundMe fundraiser was launched for Rose Yi Nicholas, who is still recovering from a skiing collision at Grand Targhee Resort. Jackson Hole News and Guide reports that the 64-year-old Driggs woman was skiing with her husband when a skier collided with her at high speed. Nicholas was life-flighted to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center with life-threatening injuries on January 3rd. Sheriff Jeff Carr told Jackson Hole News and Guide that there was not going to be any recommendation for criminal charges. He said after listening to both sides of the stories, "It just seems like a horrific accident." The family said it took 4 surgeries over 4 days to stop her internal bleeding. More than 100 people have already pitched in over $10,000 towards a $100,000 goal for Rose Nicholas medical bills. The family is asking people to spread the word through hashtag ResilientRose. Thanks to the cold snap and lower temperatures, the outdoor ice rink in Idaho Falls is finally open to the public. Local News 8 reports the rink is located off Rolandette, across from the Camel Pen at the Idaho Falls Zoo. The Idaho Falls Parks and Rec Department says to use the rink at your own risk, since they don't monitor the ice during the day. Skates for the rink can be rented from the indoor arena during public session hours. Visit idahofalls.gov to see admission prices and current daily schedules. Idaho Falls School District 91 will begin offering all-day kindergarten this fall. Superintendent Dr. Jim Schenk says all-day kindergarten helps prepare children to be successful in school. East Idaho News says all-day kindergarten is currently offered in 4 District 91 schools. The number of kids entering kindergarten ready to learn in District 91 has declined over the years. This year, only 31% of District 91 kindergartners were at grade level according to the Idaho Reading Indicator, as compared to 41% in all of Idaho. Teachers, principals, and district administrators have been looking for ways to make all-day kindergarten possible district-wide. The Board of Trustees is expected to take formal action on all-day kindergarten during its January 25th work session. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. I'm Brock Roy Lance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.